This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Polling is underway for the assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry. Voters are casting their votes for 126 seats in Assam, 140 seats in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry. The Election Commission has made elaborate security arrangements to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. In Assam, 75.91% polling percentage was recorded till 3 p.m. Maximum voter turnout of 84.24% was witnessed in South Salmara Mankachar district. In Keralam, 62.71% voter turnout was recorded till 3 p.m. Maximum 66% polling percentage was witnessed in Ernakulam district. In the Union Territory of Puducherry, 72.40% voting was recorded till 3 p.m. In Nagaland, peaceful polling is underway across all 30 polling stations for the by-election to the 28 Koridang Assembly constituency in Mokokchung district. The polling percentage till 3 p.m. stands at 61.21%. Polling began at 7 a.m. amid heightened security arrangements and will continue till 4 p.m. Meanwhile, today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of polling in West Bengal and the last day for filing of nominations for the second phase of polling in the state. Counting of votes for Assam, Keralam, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and Union Territory of Puducherry will take place on the 4th of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that reservation for women in legislative bodies is the need of the hour to make Indian democracy more vibrant and participative. Expressing his thoughts in an op-ed, Mr. Modi said that any delay in bringing this reservation will be deeply unfortunate. Sharing a video, the Prime Minister said that Parliament has been convened on 16th of this month to discuss and pass an important bill that advances women's reservation.
हमने कुछ वर्ष पहले नारी शक्ति वंदन अधिनियम पारित किया था और सभी राजनीतिक दलों ने सहमति से किया था और सबकी इच्छा है कि 2029 में जब लोकसभा के चुनाव होंगे तब हमारे देश की नारी शक्ति को जनप्रतिनिधि के रूप में लोकसभा में विधानसभाओं में 33% स्थान मिलना ही चाहिए.
Joint Secretary in the Department of Pharmaceuticals, Satyaprakash T.L. today said that the concerned departments are working in close coordination to ensure uninterrupted supply of essential pharma inputs in the country. During an interministerial meeting in New Delhi on the West Asia crisis, Mr. Satyaprakash said that global supply chains of pharma inputs have been disrupted due to the crisis.
There is no major increase in sales prices of drugs and pharmaceuticals. In order to support pharma industry and to maintain the availability of inputs, feedstocks and also APIs, Department of Revenue through notification dated 1st April 2026 has slashed custom duties of 40 various petrochemical products to zero.
Additional Secretary of Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Mukesh Mangal informed that Indian flagged vessel named Green Asha carrying LPG has safely reached GNPA earlier today. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held a meeting with United States Under Secretary of Defense for Acquisition and Sustainment, Michael P. Duffy, at Washington in U.S. In a social media post, the spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said the meeting was aimed to advance India and U.S. to a major defense partnership. It focused on co-production, sustainment and shared priorities in the Indo-Pacific region. Indian women's team delivered a historic performance at the Asian Boxing Championships 2026, finishing on top of the medal charts with a total of 10 medals, including 4 gold, 2 silver and 4 bronze in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. Meenakshi claimed the first gold of the day with a commanding 5-0 victory over Mongolia's Namodari Inc. Emagalan. Preeti continued her sensational run, defeating Chinese Taipei's player. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Lucknow Super Giants at Eden Gardens, Kolkata this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.